Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God for more all blessings flow. Today is the day that we come before God with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we just come before Him and say, without You, Father, we're not able to do anything. This day, God has called us to do His word. His word is entrenched in our hearts, and to those who believe that God has, as we pray for the nation, we just come before You, Father, and pray Your word. And Your word says in Romans 12:19, it says, beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And Father, we just want to thank You. Anything that we have not forgiven, we ask in the name of Jesus that You will hear our prayer and that we forgive those who have done us wrong. But we praise You. And You say it in Your word, Proverbs 9:11, a fool gives full vent of his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. Let us be wise and hold it back, Father, that we may stand before You in a perfect understanding. For we thank You, Father. And in Isaiah 40:22, You said, there is no peace. There is no peace, said the Lord, for the wicked. And Father, we pray this day for the wicked of the nation, that they will come to understand who Jesus Christ is. He is the forgiver. And if they come to Him, and we come to Him. And then, Father, we just want to thank You, Father. James 1:19-20 says, know this, my beloved brothers, and let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to answer, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So we want the righteousness of You, Father, to be produced in our lives. And because we call upon You for this nation, even though our Supreme Court has come against us, against the righteousness of God, and we know You're going to get Your wrath, Father, because those who did it do understand. And we just pray for them, Father. And so I see, oh God, and oh hallelujah, in Your Exodus 14:4, You say, the Lord will fight for you. And all we have to do is be silent. You said be silent. We want to be silent, Father, that You will fight the good fight for us. And in fighting the good fight for us, You keep us to stay before You in much prayer and understanding. And as we come before You, we just say, thank You for everything. Thank You for everything that You have done. Thank You for everything that You have done. How You brought us to this place where we are right now, Father. And Father, we just take the foundation of Scripture and we just say hallelujah to You. We say praise You. We say we love You. We say that we adore You. We say that we magnify Your name. Because it is You, Father, that we can all do these things. Because the things that we do, they're not of our understanding, but it's Your word, Father. Your word. Your word has power. Your word has it, Father. And I want to thank You, Father. And Father, in 1 Peter 3:18, it says, finally, all of us have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, and tender heart, and humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil, or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For You were called that You may obtain a blessing. But we want that blessing, Lord. A blessing belongs to You. For whosoever desires to love life and see his good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good and seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and the ears are open for their prayer. But the Lord but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And Father, we want to be able to just come before you and do the right thing. We just want to be do the righteous. And as we praise you this day, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, your beloved Son, we thank you that in the world that we now live in, Father, you will keep us, Father, in this final hour. For your word says, can we not pray with you for 1 hour? And we declare and decree today that we can pray 1 hour with you, Father. And I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. And thank you for letting me take your word. I want to give you back your word, Father, that we can live according to it, that we can live and do what your word says. In Ephesians 4:29, you said, let no corruption come out of our mouth, but only such as good for building up and fit an occasion. But if it be of good grace to those who hear. And Father, we just want no corruption talk out of our mouth. That is cursing and lying and stealing and backbiting and doing wrong and talking about one another. And just, we want to just come before you, Father, and just say thank you for everything you've done for us. And then, Father, you said in your word in 1 Timothy 5:8, but if any boy is not provided for his relatives, and especially for the members of his household, he has denied the faith that is worse of the unbelievers. And, Father, because the challenge came, I believe I admit it, Father. I admit it, Father. And I provide a need. And I just ask you this day that you would bring my relatives, my son and my daughter, my grandson and my daughter-in-law, my son-in-law, and my grandson, that they would just come to understand, Father, that their faith would be forthright. And I want to thank you, Father, for you said in your word, in Matthew 5:8, and 5:38 and 39, we've heard of you say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But Father, but you say, do not resist the one on who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, let him turn also to the other. And Father, we give up our faith and let him slap on us. And we want to thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bring us to that understanding to know that you are the only true God. Bring us to that understanding this day. And it's a call upon you this day because I pray, Father. Father, we're praying right now. Para sikirio, tara sikirio. Lema baba sandiria tasa. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. For those who desire to be a part of, let them come to know and hear what the word of God is saying. The word is quick and sharp and it is two-edged sword. And today, and we call upon you this day, on the second day of September, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we want to say thank you, Father. And then we look in Ephesians, you write and tell us, Father, also, for we who do not wrestle, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the evil, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic power, the demonic power, over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of the evil and heavenly places. And we just come before the Jesus Christ who was transport us right to the presence of the God, where that the enemy can't do anything. And the enemy can't even touch us because we know that we're standing before him, standing within his presence. It's through Jesus Christ. Because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. And we ask you that any sins we have committed, knowing or unknowingly, that you will forgive us, Jesus. That you take us constantly to the Father. And taking us to the Father, the words that he has given to us, Father. And we can deal with it, Father. And I just thank you today, Father. I praise you and I love you, Father. Oh, praise you, Father. But the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as of murders and sexual immorality, sorcery, adulterers, and liars, and their portion will be taken in a lake that burn with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. And Father, we just want to say thank you that we face not the first death, nor the second, but we stand before you, Father. I want to get to heaven to see Jesus. I want to see him to present me to the Father, that I might see the Father in the fullness of his glory. And Father, the thing, hallelujah, Father. And then we just desire, Father, that you will give us the knowledge, the wherewithal in this life that we now live, Father. To button up our lips, button up our thoughts, button up everything we have, that we might come to you. Because in our coming to you, we're able to say, without you, Father, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. And because we can do all things are possibility. And the possibility means God is right there. And today, Father, we just thank you for, as we call upon the government, from the president, we pray for that office and all his elected and appointed ones of the air, that they will come and stand under the place of righteousness. And do that when you're in your eyesight. Let them not look to the left or to the right, but let them look straight ahead. And I want to thank you for both houses of Congress. Let them pray. Let them believe. Let them come to an understanding. Let them be not cutthroats and lying and be adulterers and murderers and backbiters. Let them come to an understanding that the true and living God, they'll have to stand. That they think they have in this world mounts no good before the living God. Because we must bow before the living God through Jesus Christ, that he might receive us into his presence. And that's where he say, come, my blessed one, come with me. And when we come that day, Father, we just believe that the ones we have prayed for, believed for, that all things, Father, and I know you're making it possible. And the more I closer to you, I know your presence, Father. But I want to get closer to you, Father. I want to get closer to you that I can see with my spiritual eye and hear with my spiritual ear and work with my spiritual ear. I want you to know, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, you have my head. You have my whole body. You have my ears. You have my eyes. You have my mouth. You have my fingers. You have my body. You have it to possess it and do the right thing, Father, that you can see through us. And, Father, we can do the work. There are people I like to see, Father, where cancer is coming and attacking them, Father. But we want to know and declare and decree, Father, in the Word, because you said by the stripes that Jesus Christ bore on his back, those people are healed. I pray for Miss Moore today, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for her, Father. I pray while the cancer is coming and take it, we just put it at a halt and command it to leave her body in the name of Jesus. Command to leave her body, my body, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just say thank you this day. But we believe, I believe, Father, I believe that all things are going to be all possible to those of us who believe. And Father, I just want to bow before you and say, Hari, Hadlara, Hatsa, Hayara, 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 Hayara. And I praise you. I thank you. I thank you for my wife, Father. I thank you for her, Father. I thank you for her, Father. I thank you for her, Father. Thank you for my son. I thank you for him. I thank you for my daughter. I thank you for my son-in-law. I thank you for my daughter-in-law. I thank you for my grandson. I thank you for them, Father. I pray that this Hunter family will stand before the true and living God. They're relatives of the family. And we just declare and decree that we want to do what's right, Father. Will you bless them, Lord, right now, Father? Will you bring them to a place to call back? There they can make their own quality decision. But we'll lead them and keep them in prayer. Watch over us. And then, Father, because we pray for the different officers, we pray for the governor. We pray for the governors, all 50 governors in America. We pray that they will come to an understanding. Let them not look to the left or to the right, but let them look straight ahead. Let them keep their eyes upon the truth, saying, looking unto the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. May that they take it under advisement. May they take it under consideration and look and see. There is none like him. And then, Father, we just want to say thank you, Father. And all those who have appointed and the righteousness, Father, and just those who took it in the wrong manner, let it come be exposed, Father. Let there be revenge, Father. Revenge, you take it, Father. You get that revenge in the same hour we live in, that the people will see that you are the same God it was back then and is now through Jesus Christ. And you said in your word, You said in Hebrew, you said at past time you spoke to the prophet, but now you speak more excellence through your son, Jesus Christ. And because we come to Jesus, you've given him the authority, you've given him the name that's above every name, and you paid a price for us, and therefore we just come to you, Jesus, today. I come bowing before you, praying to you and calling on your name to have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us and take us to the Father who has the final put. And you said in the word, you said, no one can come to the Father except they come by you. And we believe this morning that we're coming to you, and we ask you, anything you can find that's not in righteousness, strip it. Let us know. Bring quickness to us, Father. I desire to walk better, to talk better, to preach better, to teach better, to love better, to do better in righteousness through you, Holy Father. And I just ask you, Father, as we pray for the governors and all that you have appointed, and then we just pray for the mayor. We pray for them, Father. We pray for them. Whatever, that they will come with understanding, Father. That they will come, Father. For you have the heart of all those in charge, Father, that in the government, this shackless government, this government that will soon dissipate, will soon be vanishing. But the true government is the government of Jesus Christ. It's upon his shoulders. His shoulders are balanced. His shoulders are balanced. He sees what the righteousness be, and we want to be the righteousness, Father. We want to just take the 23rd number of Psalm, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that dwell within me. We want to just say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for us. I ask you this morning, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless us and keep us. Hide us. Hide us in a place. Hide us in a place, Father. And I want to say, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 And as I praise you, and as I praise you for the mayor, and those elected officials underneath the administration, and those appointed, I pray this day, Father. I pray this day for all of them. And then, Father, I just take understanding, Father, that the civic clubs that we have across the nation, however they may be stated, but I just praise you, and I love you, Father, and I thank you. Hallelujah. And I praise you, Father, and I praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Oh, praise you, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And then, Father, because today is the day that we said thank you, we said thank you, we said thank you, I give you the glory. I give you the glory. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise you, Father. And Father, because we just say praise you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And then, Father, because today is the day that, okay, Lord. Oh, praise you, Father. Oh, praise you, Father. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I praise you. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, praise you. Oh, praise you. Oh, thank you for it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, and I just want to say the nation, Father, that we love. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then, Father, because your word is sure, your word is pure, we take you at your word. And then, Father, we said in your word, because we believe in your word, you said forever, for they will soon fade away. The grass and as well as them, the greenery. We want to thank you, Father, for they will soon fade like the grass and the whiter than the green herb. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. And 2 Timothy, you have declared to us, Father. But understand this, that in the last days, there will come a time of difficulty for the people and the lovers of themselves. For money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to the parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unspeakable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having appearance of godliness but denying the power. And Father, you said to the righteous, avoid such people. It's not that we're trying to put them down, Father, but we've taken our stand. Our stand is to stand with you. Our stand is to stand with you. And I pray this day that somebody who needs a prayer will call in this morning, because the nation we have, we love America. We thank you for America. Without America, Father, America wouldn't be America. But because of where we stand, where we are, who we are, how we can be right now. Thank you, Father. And I wanted to say, the enemy has lost his path. He is losing, but it's his path of darkness. Oh, praise you. Oh, chapter the Beha, be not in his path of darkness. Be not in his path of darkness. Because he's losing. The devil has lost. He's going to lose. And then, Father, because those who just call have conversation, I just desire to have a godly conversation. I want to thank you. I want to praise you. I want to love you. And I want to adore you. And see, Father, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbors as yourself. Hallelujah. And Father, we just want to praise you. We just want to love you. We just want to adore you. We want to magnify you. We want to thank you for everything that you have done, how you've done it, how you kept us, Father. And because of it, Father, we just say, Father, we come before you. You say to us, and Father, in your word, you tell us, and you said, be not deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Oh, Father, we want to thank you for your word. Your word says, be not deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. And then, Father, we choose a righteous company of people who come before the Holy Father. And, Father, this through Jesus Christ we pray this day. And, Father, we just say, oh, yes, we love you, Father. And we just say what you say in your word. We pray your word back to you. And you said, truly, I say to you, if you have the faith and don't doubt, you said if we have the faith and don't doubt, and you will not only do what he has been done to the fig tree, but it shall be unto the mountain. But hallelujah, thank you, Father. And we're going to take it and throw that mountain into the sea. Father, because you've given us the authority. As the authority, we're not looking upon this world. We're looking upon what you said to us, how we can take you at your word. For you said, well, give us your word back. You smile upon your word, because it's not our words, it's your word. And if you rejoice, and we thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I want to say thank you, Father. Oh, praise your name, Father. And I want to just say what you said, Jesus, because the world says there is no kingdom. But Jesus, you said, he said his kingdom is not of this world. He said, if it was of this world, he said his servant would have been fighting for him, but that I might, hallelujah, deliver them over unto the Jews, but the kingdom is not of for the world. And this kingdom, see, the kingdom of God, we thank you, Father, for everything you've done for us. And Father, we give you your word back there. And you said in your word, you said in 23rd number Psalm, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within, bless his holy name. And then, Father, we just want to say that we bless you. Blessed is the one. Thank you, Father. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. We may not know it. We may not look like it, but, Father, where there's sickness, it has been cast out of our bodies. Where our anger, it has been cast out. Where our disappointment, it has been cast out. But we just say thank you, Father. We just say thank you, Father. We say thank you, Father, and we praise you. And then, Father, for you said in your word as we call upon you. And you said these words, Father, would bring me to the cautionary part of. And you said, for if God did not spare angels when they sin, but cast them into hell and committing them for the chains of a gloomy dove and be kept until the judgment. And Father, the angels sin. They sinned against God. And no sin can stand before you, Father. You've given us clean sight. The angel, the ones who followed the dark one, the ones who followed Satan, Lucifer, who was the son of the morning in heaven, but he sinned against God. He went against God's will. When you go against what God has said, Father, we know we've sinned. Will you forgive us any sin in our thoughts and our actions and our morality and our consciousness and keep us, Father? Keep us, Father, for your word is true and your word is pure. And we'll just take you at your word, Father. Oh, my God. And, Father, I just thank you for it and say, the Lord, you are my shepherd, and I shall not want. You make me to lie down. I lied down last night in green pasture on my bed, and you lead me beside the still water. That was no rushing water, but there was peace around my house, and I said, thank you. There was peace in my heart. There was peace in my understanding. When the enemy tried to come in, you stood right up and you stood for me and by me and through me. And I want to say thank you, Father. Oh, my Lord. And you know, you said in your word, you restored my soul. In other words, you revive, revamp. You bring us to the point. You lead me in the path of righteousness. Your righteousness, for your name's sake, for your name's sake. Your name is the righteous God. Your name is I am Omna, Omna, Omna. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am the first. I am the last. And Father, we just said thank you because you have allowed us to come in your presence this morning. We said thank you. There are many that are listening to as we're praying this morning, Father. There are some who needs a blessing from their physical body that you would just let that be upon their bodies if they can believe. You said this in your word. If we can believe, all things are possible. I believe that all things are possible because I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Now, healing is instantly, it's slow, but it comes. And you take the choice upon you that you be glorified, not us. But, Father, we want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Father. I pray this day in the name of Jesus that's going around in America, where there is a killing on both sides of the track, on both sides. The cops are killing and the people are killing. We just need your understanding, Father. For you said in your word, if you didn't spare your angels, how are you going to spare those people that have done that wrong? Father, I pray that they will come to an understanding. In America today, Father, yes, we have allowed sin to incarcerate us. Through the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has made a judgment call. That's upon the Supreme Court. Those who did it and those who fucked because they're walking after unrighteousness. And Father, you said in your word, from this day forward, when Adam and Eve was born, a man and a woman shall be married. And Father, your word still standing. We stand on your word. We don't give it up. We don't say a man be with a man, a woman be with a woman. That's not of your order, God. That's not of your order. There is no production. And you told Adam and Eve, you told them to be and replenish, refine, bring forth, and produce this next generation. And Father, because we know that there's racism, the spirit of lying has gripped America. And Father, because America, on both sides of the track, we got a black, the black man and the white man, the yellow man, the red man, there is racism. And racism is raised. They are against what they think. But when we come and get qualified, no matter how much, oh, he has a law degree, but if he don't have the love degree, he has nothing. Oh, he has an education degree, but if he don't have the love degree, he has nothing. Because love takes over all things, no matter where we are, how we look at it. And I want to thank you. Oh, my Lord. And oh, thank you, Father. We don't want to put you at a test. And you said in your word, you said, you shall not put me in the Lord, your God, to a test. Father, we don't want to test you. We want to believe you. We want to believe you, Father. We want to believe you. Father, because I just come before you right now. There's some friends and some brothers and sisters and some in the world that I've come to. And they need healing in their bodies. They need healing in their bodies. I want to declare and decree as I speak healing in the spiritual realm that it will rain upon them this day, that their eyes will be completely open, their ears will be completely open, their limbs will be straightened out, and their blood vessels will be there, and their kidneys, all three levels of skin, Father, will be healed by the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And I pray this day, Father, that for those who have the eyes, they'll see 2020. They'll say, oh, nobody but Yeshua HaMashiach through Jesus Christ that God has allowed this to happen. And we have to just take it to the lowest level, to the highest level, because Jesus is the high level, Father. And we want to say thank you, Father. And then, Father, for the internal parts of our body, I pray for the healing of the kidneys, of our heart, of our intestine, of our pancreas, of our male and female gender. I pray for the vein. I pray for the blood to flow in the body, to flow freely. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will keep us, that you will raise us up to that place called there. There we can stand before you and says, yada, 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 yada. We pray this day, Father. We pray for those bones, all 200 bones, that they will be completely healed. And Father, I saw that man yesterday. I know you're going to give us the power in this last day to lay hands now, not tomorrow, now. You are now God. You are now God. We speak it, Father. We believe it. We don't just, well, somebody told me, no, we believe God said. God said we can do all things. And someone is calling on your name right now. Somebody needs a permanent blessing. Whether two have come against a sister and a brother who have declared, who have come to a place to take an understanding, Father, to stand out of the way. And I just declare and decree this day, Father, and the prayer we pray, we believe today, those who desire to put the righteousness, let the angels of God be around them. Let the angels of Yeshua HaMashiach, let them come and be around them, Father. Oh, my Bossy, let that evil personality be destroyed in that person, the person. And I want to thank you, Father. Oh, Chande Bihoha. Thank you, Father. Oh, Mama Basiki. And Father, because this racism comes from a standpoint where they talk to Jesus, Father, and we just say thank you, Father. And who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And calling him a little child. He called a little child and put him in the midst of them. Truly, I say, and you're saying in your word, Father, unless you turn, become like little children. Yeah, hallelujah. And Father, when we grew up a little child, there was no confusion. There was no spitting and this and that. But it was always an understanding. But when the elders came in, Father, racism took over. Now she's blacker than you. He's whiter than you. He's redder than you. He's yellow than you. And Father, we just come to you and just pray in your word this morning, Father. In your word. This whole hour, Father, we just come before you. We pray you. I pray your word back. I'm not depending on nobody but you, sure. Oh, my Papa, Sakurihil, and under the Hito. Oh, thank you, Father. Yes, thank you, Father. And so, and you said in your word, once again, you said the scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for the teaching and reproof, for the correction, for the training of the righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That the man of God may be complete, equipped for good work. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let you just breathe out, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you just did the righteous, that man, which means woman, that they will be breathed upon with the righteousness. And I thank you, Father. Ah, yeah. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, because you said, giving thanks, make a joyful noise to, we make a joyful noise to you and all the earth. And we serve you, Lord, with gladness. And we come in your presence with a singing, knowing, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just praise you. Blessed assurance, Jesus is my. We just sing before you and we praise before you. Oh, hallelujah. Ha ha. Knowing that God, He is God. He is God. And He will, He who made us. And we are here. And we are His people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I belong to you. And I'm your sheep of your pastor. And I will enter to your gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will enter to your gates. Your gates, not hell gates, not the world gates, not to the banks, not to the store, but I have the power, the authority to speak money into my presence. Speak food for such a time, Father. Such a time this. And I just believe, Father, that you're going to just, oh, hallelujah. And you say, whoa, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And you said in your word, you would deliver us from the snares of the fowler and from the deadly presence, from that enemy of darkness, and will come in and will cover us with your pinion on your wing. And you said you would watch over us and you'll keep us, Father. And I want to say, Father, and you'll be a shield and a buckler to those of us who are calling upon you. And we believe in, Father. We're believing in your word. And Father, today is the day that I say, praise you. Hallelujah. 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 And Father, I know that Jesus paid that price when he was there and he was tempted by the enemy. And he said to him three times, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And because we take his God at his word, and your word is so powerful. Hallelujah. And we're just believers. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And Father, because we're looking for a new election in the city of Houston, and Father, I put my prayers upon a man that I believe that you have, who will be the man that's supposed to be. And I call his name out in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And if you call a blessing to be upon him, Father, so let it be. As you call Jesse's son, and the one was anointed, and this is our Father. For Sylvester Turner. I pray that Sylvester will get in that office. He'd be the mayor of Houston. Not only by Houston, but through Houston, in Houston, around about Houston. That he will come in and he will see what needs to be done and do what needs to be done. And he will take it to the next level, Father. He will see it as it is, Father. And it's in righteousness that he has. We call it unforgiven right now. And we send the word out, Father, for not only him, but for the council of District B. We send the word out for him. We send the word out for those who are doing what they're supposed to do. And Father, we know that this world is bound by its own rights, but we have the righteousness of God. And we say, and the murderers cannot stand before you. They are adulterers, the witches and the warlocks, they can't stand before you. And as we stand this day, we stand before you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I thank you this day, Father. Ah, and you said in your word, Father, redeem for me mine oppression, that I may keep this precept. Father, bring us to that place where we can say yada, yada, yada. Bring us to that place where we can say hada, yada, yada. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify you today. Without you, there's nothing that I can do, Father. For what once was down, but now I'm getting up. And Father, I want to thank you for in 2012 when the enemy came in and struck my body because of my own ignorance, my own disobedience, but you brought me to that place called there. There you have been retraining me more about who God is, what God can. And therefore, Father, I have nothing to lose, gain all. It's through Jesus Christ that I come. I know, Father, that you're healing, right? You have the healing. I pray for that sister who has a problem with her kidneys. I pray complete healing upon her body. And what they're trying to put that in her neck, Father. I just believe according to her faith, Father. We speak it into the sea. We cast it into the sea. It's your word. We take you at your word. Hallelujah. We take you at your word. Your word has more power. Thank you, Father. Your word has more power. Thank you, Father. It's your word. For the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld the glory. The glory. And Father, we wasn't there when those prophets, when the apostles were there. But we just believe. We just believe right now. Because your word is so powerful. Your word is so in tune. And Father, I want to thank you. Oh, I thank you. Oh, I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Ah, Papa, sikiri onda hahasa. Thank you, Father. I pray for this nation. I pray for this nation. I pray right now up in the upper part of America, where there's trials that are going on with the policemen. And the enemy is trying to come in and stir it up, Father. But we know we have already sinned in the nation. Will you forgive us, Father? We allowed it, Father. We need to remove that law that was planned by the Supreme Court. And my prayer is, Father, that this world we live in will come to the full repentance and get 2/3 of the state to vote and say, no, it's not what God said. We want to stand. If my people are called by my name, we are your people. We're called by your name. But we're going to humble ourselves before you. We're not going to look to the left or to the right, black or white, rich or poor. We want to change, Father. We want to change, Father. And I pray you will get the righteous people to do this within the next decade, that they will take this law and tear it down. Tear it down. Tear it down. Because the enemy is trying to just say, look at those supposed to be believers. And we who believe have the rights. Don't have time to go to a party and say, oh, so-and-so and so. I don't care about the name. I'm a son of God, according to the living word of God. I am a S-O-N of God. Being a son of God, I've got to live right. I've got to talk right. I've got to be right. I've got to say right. I've got to know right. I've got to understand right. I've got to walk in righteousness. I've got to believe in it. Hallelujah, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Oh, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we want to go, I want to thank you. For when you come in, you come in and you lead me, us, to a greater place called there in the Word. You show us what to do, how to do it. You show us how to stand. You show us how to walk when we can't walk. You show us how to talk. You show us when to be quiet. You show us even today when we go in the workplaces, in our own houses. You're going to give us a peace that passes all understanding. I see the anointing falling on a person right now while they're on their way to work. The anointing of God is falling upon them. And you're giving them the peace. You're giving them the peace all over America. You're giving them the peace. From coast to coast, you're giving them the peace, Father. And for that, we said thank you. And the anointing that breaks every yoke. Breaks every yoke. And then, Father, I want to thank you for, well, you have me to go on every second Sunday down there in Texas City, Father. I pray that there will be a building that they will give to that church. And then, Father, as I come before you, I'm not coming for your entertainment. I'm coming because I need you. I need you. Even when I come into your presence, I need you more because I know I'll be able to just live off of your presence. I won't have to worry about electricity because you'll be the light of the world. Yeah! Oh, glory. Hallelujah. and I won't have to worry about gas or wood because of your presence. It will be heated. I want to thank you for it. I won't have to worry about any food because that will be the figs, the trees in heaven. You said we can go by for the healing. And Father, you made it to us continuously. Hallelujah. Because I know, Father, I know what I know already about you. You're a good God. You're a merciful God. And Father, when I was a sinner, you forgave me when I've done what I've done. And I said, thank you. I don't have no reason to record, but I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When it looked like there was nothing, it was always there. When it looked like I couldn't see it, but I saw it, I want to say thank you. Oh, yes, I do, Lord. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. Give wisdom and understanding to those who can believe. And for that, I said, thank you, Father. And I said, thank you, Father. And Father, you know, we live in this land where the Pharisees, they gather themselves and the scribes, and they always come and see what happens today, and they rave us. Why you men and women want to be out there with those honky-tonkers? Why you want to be out there where the person has got out? Hallelujah, I just say thank you, Jesus. And you just declared in your word, Father, he says, thank you. And see, the tradition of the elders, we don't hold the tradition of the elders. We hold the tradition of God. God came in by grace. The law has no faith. The law has no faith. The law was to bring the people into understanding what God, you said in your word, Father. Oh, I thank you. But you have a better way. You say you will speak more excellency through your son, Yeshua HaMashiach, through Jesus Christ. And Jesus, we just love you. They say you are black. I don't care if you black or white, red or yellow, as long as you are my God. As long as you are, when I look upon your face, I shall see the peace. Hallelujah. I know they've tried to describe you. And then, Father, for those who have just declared in the creed, but the firstborn was the seed of the living God through Jesus Christ. And for this, we say thank you. Thank you once again, Father. Thank you. And I want to just say, when we got to start going into the marketplace and declaring and decreeing, we're not pushing it like we're supposed to. The enemy trying to keep us cowardly. We're not cowards. Any coward, stay home. You don't want to fight the good fight of faith. We got to be out there on those days, those evenings, in the churches, and let them come to an understanding to know that Yeshua HaMashiach. And let me tell you, Lord, you said, yeah, we got some people today, Father. We got some people today. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Oh, but that's not what you said. You said, don't resist the Papa Sikirio. Who is evil? But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other. Oh, glory. Oh, do that, Lord. Yeah, do it. Do it. And you say, if they want my coat, give it to them. Whatever they want from me, give it to them. But always be at peace. Because we know you're a peaceful God. We know you have the authority, the power to do what needs to be done. And because there's no God like you, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father. And then, Father, there are those who say they need millions, Father. They don't need millions. They're already sitting in the place called there. There they can speak to money. Money will flow down. There they can speak to help that flow down. And you have said, Father, in time past, you have a replacement, Father. And for this, we say thank you. I want to thank you for what you've done for me through these years that I've lived in this earth realm. And I'm asking you to give me a greater understanding. Give me a greater authority in your word. And let me look unto you who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now let me look unto a man who has nothing but flesh and blood like I have. But let us look unto a man called Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. You can give us the authority. You can give us the power. You can give us the wherewithal to do your will. And for this we said thank you. Today is the day that we pray for this nation from coast to coast. We don't call name, but we call it from coast to coast, that there will be a righteousness flowing this place. And then, Father, would you forgive us for the sin that has been committed? And I know, Father, it's coming your nostril. Would you just have mercy upon us? Would you have mercy upon us, Father, and let us destroy that thing? Not only that, but they're still killing babies. I pray for David Allen, who stood and declared and decreed abortion is likewise, Father. Likewise, forgiveness. And we just believe that the baby child that was aborted is in heaven, male or female. And we say, we ask for forgiveness, Father. We ask for forgiveness. We ask for forgiveness. Every man who pursued, every woman who allowed it to happen to their bodies, everyone that decided, will you forgive? You said if we come to you and ask you for forgiveness, you will forgive us. Forgive us for what we thought just a moment ago. Forgive us, Father. Forgive those men who are trying to use everything in their own persuasion. Can you forgive them, Father? I know you can. I know you can. That young man, Father, whose mind has been destroyed by the enemy, has got him where he's in a position. But they say, he's a black man. No, he's a man. Been destroyed by the evil one. And we call the evil one unlike because we know he's going to hell. The Satan, you and all your hosts, you're going to hell. You're going to hell. But Father, we pray for that man's soul, spirit, that if we revive, and that it'll come to his one sense and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for what he has done. Father, we know the Apostle Paul said he was a murderer. He was a blasphemer. But he did it in ignorance. And because when we do things in ignorance, Lord, we can't hold him accountable. That's why we have to go preach the gospel. Release it under water. Sikiri andere hikoko nandere ha 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 yata. Handiri chukohunde. Mnakalare bababaso. Hande. Even on the job this morning, somebody's going to touch somebody and they're going to feel the fire. Hallelujah. I don't know what happened to you this morning, but they're going to say, I don't know what happened to you. And I'm speaking to those who can believe this morning, who hear my voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father. I don't have an agenda, but I only your agenda. I'm not all fired up to do my will, but it's to do your will. And your will is to come on this radio station and declare and decree that the prayers for the nation, we can join into those who are praying. You see, why is there murders on both sides of America? Because there's E-V-I-L, E-V-I-L, H-A-T-E, H-A-T-E. Do you know, Father, because you have a solution to that. It's called forgiveness. It's called repentance. Hallelujah. I love you, Father, and I praise you, and I adore you, Father, and I thank you. Ah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, praise you, Father. Praise you, Father, for you said in your word, hallelujah. Call upon the Lord who's the author and the finisher of my faith. Oh, Mama Basikiri under the house. Mama Basikiri Oko. Oh, thank you. And Jesus, as some we call, we ask you this morning to call some into the field to go to work, Father. For we need more workers in the field, Father, for the labors of field. But let them call and come in. Let the younger come in under the elder. Let the elders stand before, because we've been through the trials and tribulation. Not that we know so much, because we believe, hallelujah, we believe that God can remove cancer. We believe that God can make a heart 100%. We believe that God, and Father, because you, in the days of past, you had those warriors, Father, the God friends that, who stood before you, one-eyed man, Seymour, the old man who was a plumber, who just cast out devils, and when he walked up, he slapped a person, that demon. He said, I'm not slapping that person, I'm slapping that demon, and I'm commanding them to come out. But Father, we know that you give us the power. Give us the power of that lady when she would say, God's going to bless her. Even though we know that the body has a time to live and to die. But when that time comes, Father, we know we've kept your word. We've done your will. And we went into your kingdom when we had peace. And Father, because you said in your word through Jesus Christ, and when they asked him, they said, Lord, when you get into your kingdom, will you remember me? And Jesus said to that man, said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. That's my prayer. That's my motive. That's my understanding for this hour, Father. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. And then, Father, because we come to this hour of prayer, we just lift our hands and say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the Most High God. We give you the praise. We give you the praise, and we praise you, and we love you, and we adore you, and we magnify your name. We ask that you give us joy this day. Give us a better understanding this day. Let the peace of Yeshua HaMashiach, let it be with us and be a part of us. And I said thank you. I said thank you for all that you have done for us. And then, Father, because the enemy has lost his grip upon those we believe, Father. And then, Father, because today is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. 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 It's in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, and I praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I thank you. And Father, the witchcraft, those people who are doing wrong, I just take authority over them. I take authority over them, Father. I just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the day. Hallelujah. This is the day that you made. I rejoice. I be glad in it. I thank you. I thank you.
like this. That's it, we're gonna have good old church. Can I hear the guitar? The guitar, please, come on. A little bass, please.
your voice in the house and say, Jesus. Come on, lift it up.
Everything you are.
All hands raised to Jesus at this time.
Jesus.
Worship him, come on. Years ago, said that I wasn't gonna be nothing. They said that I wouldn't make it. They said that I wouldn't last long. They said that I would never amount to anything. But I want Atlanta to know tonight that I am still holding on. Hey! Yes, I am. I'm holding on tonight. Tonight. Have we got time to sing it tonight? I'm fortunate tonight to have my cousin Deborah here, and the original version of this song, she sings it. I wonder, would it be all right if she's singing verse 7? Would it be all right if Deborah come out and sing it? Come on, give Deborah a hand if she comes out. Come on, make her feel welcome. Come on.
Even though my going's been mighty tough, but still
Good morning. How you doing? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Lord. 90 seconds.
Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for the time we spent on the air together, and I give God the glory. And remember these words: we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Praise God. Hey, tomorrow's Thursday night. Remember, we're going to be on with that great man of God. Peace, peace, peace.
60 seconds.